You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hey, hello, this is Dr. Mace Klaus Manning with the Benzes, Patricia Smith, my wife, and it's all just welcome to Stairway to Heaven and Words of Wisdom. Our topic today is trial and error. And we'll probably get to, for those who want to enjoy get into the conversation, come and call us at 1-877-923-9766. That's 1-877-923-8766. Dr. Smith, would you like to say hello, please?
Yes. Thank you for having me here today, Dr. Pace.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And, well, this is a Stairway to Heaven, Words of Wisdom, is part of Stairway to Heaven, and my wife and I are going to work as a team. Now, if you love the show, like the conversations, what we'd like to do, just give us a call, 1-877-932-9766. The other part of Stairway to Heaven will be on the next couple more weeks. But meanwhile, we're going to listen to some words of wisdom. And we are going to listen to find out what about our wisdom. So do you mind taking it away?
Okay. Well, that's great. I do believe that the Lord has said that wisdom, without wisdom, it's impossible to really please him if we don't have our wisdom. And I'm going to define wisdom again. I know I did it in the last show that we had, and I'm going to do it again to give some people some clarification of what wisdom is. Wisdom is the principle, is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all, get an understanding. I believe that God gives us all the wisdom, but we're going to talk about the trials and error of it, that why people do not use the wisdom. And the concept that I have come to, and if anybody want to call in on it, they might have an idea, but what God had gave me in my spirit is you have to be able to listen and to hear when he's speaking to you, because our God is a gentle God. He doesn't do anything rough and hard, so you might miss it. But he's always given us wise counsel for our lives. He gave us wise counsel with our children. He gave us wise counsel with our marriages, on our jobs, in any kind of relationship, because God is a relational God. He believes in relationships. But he also gave us to know that we need wisdom to have those relationships. And if we hear him as he's speaking to us, then we can live a good and a wonderful, prosperous life. But a lot of times, Dr. Pace, I believe that we get into ourselves, and that's the biggest problem with getting into ourselves, what we feel we need to do. But God, when he came down on earth to forgive us of our sins, he said, okay, I'm here for you. Whatever you need, I have it for you. So why not use the wisdom that he gave us? Why not use the interpretation of what is supposed to be done in your life and in your children's life?
Well, that is true, because I do have a 39-year-old son and a 4-year-old grandson. And sometimes, like I tell my son, your son is watching you, giving him words of wisdom, which I know he does. And he calls me, and I give him some type of wisdom, too, about what I do. But most of the time I get by myself and I get thinking about things. There's times when I get so upset with things, I want to forget me.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
And that's the way I usually do. And if I don't... And I get to the point where I get all upset about me, and I just tear away and be by myself for a while, and just don't, just scatter away from people. But you know, if I go back and there's thoughts, good thoughts come to my mind, come to me, and good wisdom. So I try to go for that wisdom. And nine times, sometimes I think it won't work, but nine times it looks like it forces itself on me and it does work.
Yes, true. That's true. Well, I went to the Bible in Proverbs 9:10. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, not to be afraid, but to reverence Him. You asked the question, well, how do you reverence God? And reverence God means to give deep respect for Him, respect for what He wants you to do, respect for other people, respect for all things. If you respect a person, you've heard years ago where people say, she didn't give me no respect, so I'm not giving her no respect, or he, whichever the situation may be. But God wants us, He don't want us to be fear of Him. He don't want us to be scared of Him. He just wants us to respect Him and to give Him reverence on everything that we do, knowing that He is God, and He is. He's the manufacturer. He's the one that made us. He's the one that gives us all that we need. And when we go to Him, He's so excited when you ask Him and come to Him. He knows your voice. He knows your voice, and He'll say, oh, she's calling me, or he's calling me. So he really loves it when you call on Him and respect Him. And so He doesn't want you to fear it. And wisdom, to me, I believe as years go on, the age that I am, I've learned so much over the years. Because I was the type of person that listened to people who are older than me, who probably been there and like you say, done that. And I kind of listened. I'm not saying I was always did what they wanted me to do, but I did listen. But I noticed as I'm getting older, I can still hear some of the things my mom have told me over the years of what I needed to do. And believe it or not, I'm paying for those things because I didn't listen to her, okay? So it's a whole a gamut of what you need to do and to not to fear God or be afraid, but to listen to wise counsel. And a lot of people say, well, that person's older, they must have a lot of wisdom. Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But God would direct that to you too. You may have a person that may be in their 60s, 70s, 80s years old, and they may give you some wrong counsel, but you need to go to God and say, well, God, was that okay with you, what that person said, and seek His face for the answer.
Yeah, that is true. You can seek face for God's answer. Well, I'm having a hard time talking. It's just that... when you do seek the answers and you go to God and ask him, well, what can I do? I'm kind of where to give me some, help me with some type of wisdom or some type of way to straighten this out. Because if I don't, you know, I'll be lost. And He does come and help you straighten it out.
That's true.
And after all, when you do learn all of this and learn all, there's a lot of things that happens that is as you get straightened out, it's smoothed out. And there's times when I get so frustrated with myself. And I have to keep quiet. And then God moves in and tell me, well, you don't need to do that. Just I'll help you out, which He has helped me out in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that the wisdom I got today and the wisdom I got anytime, it'll be with me for a long time and be with me always.
That's so true. That's so true, Dr. Bass. A lot of times, like I said, we want to do things on our own. But God has He has everything good for us. So if we listen and be careful, when we listen, to listen with intent to what He's saying to us. And understand it. And if you don't understand the first time, go back and ask Him. Say, God, I didn't understand what that meant. I didn't understand what you mean by that. Can you clarify it? I mean, He will do that for you. So we have to understand. And also in Proverbs chapter 11, it says, "For by me your days will be multiplied. Years of life will be added to you if you do that, if you use wisdom." You see these people that lived to be a long time. They had to have some kind of wisdom to even be lived that long. So he said he will multiply your years. Just like with the Ten Commandments, he said, honor thy mother and thy father, and your days will be long on this earth. All that's true. But we have to understand to do that. And Dr. Bass, I do believe in a marriage, if you don't have the wisdom on how to deal with your spouse and your spouse to deal with you, that marriage is going to fall apart. Because somebody's going to say, you know what, I can't take this anymore. I'm getting out. I'm leaving. I'm done. But you got to use wisdom. And I believe God had a purpose when he said, I'm going to set man for the head of the household. So that man needs to do his part in order for that woman to do her part. Because she ain't going to want to do it. I mean, that's just real. We're being real today. She's not going to want to do it if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. So every young man, I tell my son-in-laws and my sons, you're the head of that household. You use wisdom, and she'll follow right with you. But if you don't, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to work. So be alert, be smart, listen, and you watch what God would do for that marriage. And for your teenage kids, your kids that are little, still little, give them wise counsel. Talk to them. Let them know that you're in control as a mother and as a father.
Yeah, that is true. My son and his kids and his wife, they got everything under control. And my daughter and their children, they got everything under control. I also like to say that sometimes we need to listen and learn wisdom and talk things out to get it together, you know, before it falls apart. And that's what I'm saying. But when you don't do that, everything will fall apart. You got some people that are together and not meant to be together, and you got some people that are, and some people that there's a lot of problems, a lot of problems with the. When that happens, a lot of problems come up. And you got sometimes the spouse is there and he just let the green grass fool him. That's what I'm saying, is trying to say. And when the green grass fool you, it ain't pretty. It's not pretty. It may look pretty now, but it won't be pretty when you get over there. So you got to sit back and think of wisdom, how to handle this and how to do this and how to do that. And once you get that following wisdom together, you are always, it'll come true. It will always help you out. Just take one. Don't have to be all at one time. Just take one of them at one at a time. I'll take this one today, do that one tomorrow, do that the next day. So just be on your P's and Q's.
That's very true. That's very true. I believe that when God said, Adam, you're in charge, you're the head, then some men don't want to take that responsibility, but you're supposed to take that responsibility. And the thing that gets me when I'm finding out over the years with different people, any smart man, now I'm saying this, they're going to hear this, any smart man, if you're smart, you'll recognize when God bring you that helpmate and she's in your corner, you need to be smart enough to recognize that. And if you don't recognize it, shame on you. Because the Bible tells us that when you find a good, you find a good thing. When God gives you favor for a good wife, you've got favor with God. But if you don't do that, you watch what happens. Things start dwindling down. Why my bills ain't being paid? Why this ain't happening? Why that ain't happening? Why is my health going down? All of it adds up. God is watching everything. So young men out there, if you're just getting married, you got that spouse, that helpmate, come on. Listen to what God is telling you how to do that person. Don't think about your feelings or, well, what's going on with me and you're not pleasing me and you're not doing that. You do your part. I found out over the years, most women, if they got a good man, they will stand by your side. They will stand there with you, do anything that needs to be done to make that relationship work. But some people don't see it, and it's a sad situation. And then you wonder why you see a lot of these homeless men and men walking the street, and they ain't got nobody, don't know what to do with their lives, because they didn't want to step up to the plate. So young men, step up to the plate. If you got a loving, godly woman, step up to the plate.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, a lot of young men out there that got nice ladies, they should step up to the plate regardless of what the condition it is. I know a couple now that this young man had probably tried to pull himself together, and he did. He pulled himself together, and because he had a good wife that stood behind him, and she pushed him and pushed him until he got where he is today. Mm-hmm. So he learned, so he is doing it. Another young man is just found out he's just getting started. And I'm looking for him to keep straight, hold his head up, and keep strong, because he'll make it. He will always make it. Right. And see, so same for the ladies. You get these guys, some of you ladies get these guys, get somebody good, you don't care nothing about them. So you get the thing that, well, I'm going to use it. And when he runs away from you, you start crying. I'm saying, don't start crying, because you have to look at yourself first.
That's right.
So
that's
you
right.
got to watch and see who you with.
That's right. And I believe that, I love that song by Michael Jackson, The Man in the Mirror. We got to look at ourselves. We got to look in the mirror and see what we're doing and stop pointing fingers. Stop blaming this, my mother, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. Stop blaming other people. It's you. Look in the mirror and see what you can change. When you look in that mirror and see what you can change about yourself, then all the other stuff will work. It works. It really works. So I believe that a lot of people, when he made that song, it was just awesome the way he put the words to that song, because it's very true. You can only change. You can't change nobody, but you can change you. But you got to look in the mirror and see what the faults are. See what you're not doing that's right that can help the situation.
Yes, the song "Man, Look in the Mirror" was written by a young lady for Michael Jackson. She, to give you a history on it, she said she wrote the song and sent it to Michael, and mm-hmm. she thought sure Michael wasn't going to sing it. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, she heard it on the radio that he did sing it. But I'm so proud of that song that when it came out, it's actually telling a story about yourself. Mm-hmm. Once you look in the mirror, you can tell yourself. A whole lot of stories come out on yourself you wouldn't believe what's right. going on.
Right.
So that's when you need that wisdom. As long as you got that wisdom, you're okay.
That's right.
Another thing is that we all have to get together and learn to love each other and follow that wisdom. Because everybody out there ain't what it is and ain't what it's for. But we have to study it. I got some friends now that they associates. They're not closer to me. They're just associates. And try to help them out. They would cuss me out from one end and the other line. So I left them alone. So they'll find out one day what I've been talking about.
Okay. And also in Proverbs 9, verse 12, it says, if you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you are scuff, you are with error. Scuff, what is scuff? Scuff is dragging. Scuff is scraping the surface, not being grounded. Scraping, just hitting the surface. So when they say just hitting the surface, you hear God is giving you wise counsel, but you say, well, I'm going to do this little bit of it, but I'm not going to do the whole thing. In order for it to work, you got to do the whole thing that he's telling you to do. If he say do such and such and such, do it all. Don't just do a little bit of it. Do it all in order for it to work. Otherwise, you'd be scraping and you'd be trying to figure it out, and you're just going from this place to that place and that place to that place. But actually, get into what he's saying, because he is going to give you wise counsel. The thing that I don't understand is why people don't understand that God is not going to give you something that's going to hurt you. He loves you. You're the image of him, and he wants you to have all you can have. Or people say, oh, I'm waiting until I get to heaven and get mine. No, he said you can have life abundantly and have it right here. But you got to listen, and you got to be wise, and you got to understand the counsel that he gives you.
Yeah, everybody needs counsel. All of us need counseling once in a while. I don't care what it is, because a counselor is going to tell you, Dan, if it hurts you, that's too bad. Because for the good, I have been counseled and brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. And that straightened me out and got me going where I should be. It helped me out so far. It helped me with, I had a real good friend of mine, and the late Bishop Michael J. Mangrum was my mentor, and he taught me a whole lot. He talked to me and took me on his wing. And he, in fact, he took everybody on his wing. He has done a beautiful job. He did a beautiful job. He left a legacy here. Mm-hmm. And he was the guy that helped people everywhere they go.
That's good.
But,
that's
good. You know, like, I miss him. You know, he's like a big brother to me, but I miss him. But anyway, we sometimes find us a mentor or a pastor or somebody, deacon, somebody. Don't even have to be in those categories. Somebody's out there willing to give you words of wisdom. Because there are people older than all of them. They can tell us more about things that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It pays to listen to them, and it pays to find out what goes on.
That's true. That's true, because you figure an older adult, like I said, they know a lot. They've been through some stuff. And I do believe that we as older people, we need to listen and be concept to what they're saying, and hear what they're saying and do what they're saying with wise counsel. Older people have a habit of not want to share, but you have to understand a lot of these people don't know, and you have to tell them and say things to them. A lot of times they don't want to hear it, but you know, I used to tell my kids, you're going to hear it anyhow. You can hear it from me, or you're going to hear it from the street. So my job as a mother, my job as a grandmother, I'm not saying pound it in you, but I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to share my wisdom and the things that I've been through. I mean, I wasn't this grandma all the time. I was 16, I was 17, I was 8. I know what you're talking about. Been through some stuff, done some stuff. So I'm going to share, you know, the things that I did. And you don't have to even go through a lot of stuff that I went through, because I'm going to say, hey, that's a red flag right there. Don't do that. And listen. And you watch how much easier your life can be. Also, in Proverbs 8:8, and it says, the words of my mouth are righteousness, nothing crooked or perverse. So the words of my mouth are righteous and nothing crooked or perverse when it comes to wisdom. Nothing crooked or perverse about none of that. There are two types of wisdom, God's wisdom and the world's wisdom. God's wisdom is innocent. It's gentle. It's reasonable. It's peaceful, loving, impartial, and sincere. But the world's wisdom is earthly, is unspiritual, and is demonic. It's unspiritual and it's demonic. Yes, I know it's rough down here. Believe me, it's rough. I see it every day. Every day. And the thing, and to me, this is my opinion, it seemed like it's getting worse. So while we're still down here, while we're here on this earth called, this planet called Earth, let's listen to counsel of God. Let's listen to the wisdom of God on how we could direct ourselves in order to continue to be here until he take us home. I don't know about you guys, but I like to sleep at night. I like peace at night. I don't like the confusion. I think it's terrible. So we got to understand that. In James 1:5, it says, any man lacks wisdom, let's ask God who, this is James 1:5, who generously to all without a reproach, and it will be given. He will give you that wisdom if you ask. So think about that. Think about that as your day go on with your kids. Oh, these kids about to get on my mind. They're getting on my nerve now. Lord, I need some wisdom right now. I need to know what to do. He will give it to you. But if you get into self, it's not going to work. You're going to end up hitting them, hurting them. They're going to make you madder. Don't let that happen. Those are gifts that God has given you. Beautiful gifts that he has given you. So ask God how to do it, because we really don't know. There's no manual on how to raise a kid except the Bible. And when you read that manual and you listen to God's wisdom, he will direct you on how to do your children.
Yeah, that is true. That he will direct you how to do your children and help you do the right thing. Okay, you know this time I can say this. And then that's to our YouTube audience. And I'd like to say this here, that, hey, appreciate you preaching and appreciate you. Well, thank you for watching in. And another thing is, like, and sometimes we have to watch ourselves. I mean, as I asked you before, if you like the show and like what you hear, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. 1-877-932-9766. And we'll be glad for you to talk to you, take your questions and answers. And some of the music we play, I hope if you enjoy that, call us at the same number. Let us know. And do the best we can on the show. But getting this wisdom, back to this wisdom, as I said before, hey, pick up the wisdom, the knowledge, and the love for other people. And whatever comes to you in knowledge and wisdom, take up, follow up on it, and look on it. And it'll help you a long way, because once you get that wisdom, follow those three steps or whatever it is, three guidelines or whatever it may be, you will be understand what happened, or you will find out. It will work out. Don't try it your way. Let the words of the Lord about do it his way and whatever, because I've done it. Tried to do things one way, and then I had said it one way I was going to do it. I said, I ain't going to do it. I'll do it this way. And it still is like it's a forced it the way you had it planned first. So you can always overrun plan A and plan B, because if plan B don't work, plan A
right,
will.
Right.
So, you know, just be law-friendly, lawful, and loyal to the words of wisdom, because the mm-hmm. words of wisdom will take you a long, long way.
Yes, it will.
Way.
Yes, it will.
A very long way.
Yes, it will.
And I really, really hope that it will help. That's like it helped me and my wife. It will help you. And just be just take your time and sit and listen. And if it gets to a point where you get up, just get to yourself and sit there and be quiet for a while.
Yes.
And all that, whatever you hear, and what you hear the Lord talk to you, anyway, it goes on. So listen to the words of wisdom. And also I like to say that, hey, time's getting short. And like I say, whatever you do, be truthful and faithful. Whatever the mind is, nothing but a garden. Whatever you put in it, grows. And don't put no evil thoughts in the mind. See you next time, you two.
Bye-bye.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping...
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, King Lincoln District.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call 4-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our
government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
All right, hello, welcome back to Star.
I'm asking you to change his ways.
Words of wisdom, my wife is here with Patricia Francis. Patricia Smith, she's here with us today and this evening. And the lesson that she got today, she is going to teach you the words of wisdom and error. And we all have that problem. Sometimes we have wisdom, sometimes we have error. And before I get with her, I want to do a couple of shout-outs. Mind doing a couple of shout-outs?
Oh, yes, of course. I want to shout-out to my sister. I want to shout-out to my daughters. They all said they were going to be listening tonight, so I hope they're listening on wisdom.
Well, I got a few people from Mount Carmel Hospital that are listening today, and I hope they enjoy what they hear. And I'll see you good people Monday. All right, let's get to our top of words. Trial and error and wisdom. And Reggie Smith, I'm going to let you just take over and do what you got to do.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bass. Dr. Bass, we've been talking about wisdom, and a lot of people don't understand how important it is to have that wisdom. And Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. That right there explains it all together by itself, believe it or not. It's a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all the getting, get an understanding. And when it's saying that, it's telling us when God gives you the wisdom, he's going to give you the understanding about what you need to do. So just we need to continue to just ask him as he's talking to us and leading us down the road with some wisdom that we understand it, plain and simple.
Yeah, that is true. There's a lot of words of wisdom that people need to listen and need to follow, and some of them need the words to follow them each and every day of our life. We got a lot of people that don't. Listen, don't follow their own wisdom. They just take it on their own. And as I say, times has really changed. Times, I'm going to say this, times has got worse than what it used to be now. Mm-hmm. So since things have got the way, people are getting out of hand and they're not respecting each other. And this word of wisdom and trial and error need to be heard and need to be put out. Because, you know, if you listen and follow the words and the trial and wisdom, you will not be getting any conflict at all. As a great pastor said, there's words and wisdom out there, and and Irish, and they tried to, but the wisdom they should hear, sometimes they can't hear. Because sometimes when you try to hear wisdom, there's always something that on your, somebody, something's always got a knee on your neck to keep you from getting that wisdom. They get you in that to try the error, but they won't get you to the wisdom or the knowledge that you need.
Right.
And they always want to put you down. When you do get the error, get to do the error, or change the error, get the wisdom and knowledge that you need to help you out, there's always that one thing that's going to stop you before you even cross the goal line and going to knock you down and going to put the knee on your neck before you can't even get up.
Right.
And you don't need to be hold down like that. You need to get up. Let a person up and try find out for himself. We don't need all this stoppage, because there's a lot of people, our young people, they go through so much.
Yes, they do.
And I see the way I see this young generation acting today, they walk through like there's not a care in the world about what they what's going on.
That's true. Well, let me define wisdom. A lot of people might not know what wisdom is. Wisdom defined is having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Good judgment. Knowledge. Good judgment. Okay, should I do that or not? If I make that decision, is the effect going to come out good or is it going to mess things up? So you have to have good judgment. That's what wisdom is. Let's define the word principle, because it says wisdom is the principal thing. So principle defined is a moral rule that helps you know right from wrong. Okay? So, it's wrong for me to go over there and knock that person down for just no reason. That's wrong. You know that's wrong. That's common sense.
Right.
But there are so many underlying things that we do, that we don't think is wrong. Because I can do what I want to do. I can say what I want to say, hurt people because I want it. I want that lawnmower in that yard. He don't need it. He got five other lawnmowers, so I'm going to go take his lawnmower. That's wrong. It ain't yours. You didn't pay for it. So, it's a moral rule to help you to know what's right from wrong. It also influences your action and explains how or why something works or happens. Okay? It influences your actions. And we talk about this. We talk about the protesters that are out there today. I understand what they're trying to do. I really do. This generation said enough is enough. They see it. We march in my time, they march too. They do it a little different. They're doing it a little different today than they did in mine. We try to make it peaceful. Da, da, da. But these kids today, they are not
taking that line down anymore.
they're not taking it.
And we had some time when we marched, we had some say they weren't taking it no more. They did it, then it all phased away.
Right.
But now this thing going on, I mean, they're protesting every day. They are protesting.
Hoping that they just do the right thing after the protest. Okay, the protest is good. But now let's just get real down to the real thing that needs to be done. Let's really dig deep and do what's supposed to be done. I mean, how long are you going to protest? How long are you going to break out these windows? I was downtown the other day. I could not believe downtown Columbus. I was shocked, but anyway. Okay, so we're going to go back to wisdom. Because when I see that, I'm like, wow.
You're right, everybody sees that. I've seen it too. I mean, I've seen some things too. And I'm thinking I pull wisdom, the word wisdom in there.
Well, can I ask you a question, Dr. Bay?
Yeah.
What do you think we as seniors, as using wisdom, what can we do about this situation with the protesters? As seniors, we not going to go down there and march because somebody, I'll get hurt. I can't run there.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the advice that we need to do? What is our role play in the situation and using wisdom. Everything use wisdom. Get an understanding.
First thing, you have to talk to them. We know what the problem is. Mm-hmm. But we have to talk to them and say, hey, if we're going to do this thing, do it right. But do not destroy any property.
Well, I have something to say about that, because I've heard some people say to me, we started the problem because we didn't do what we were supposed to really do. Now, this is what I was told. Hmm. You guys did not, your generation did not do what you were supposed to do. You let it pass. So how do we rectify that by using wisdom to show them, hey, we're here for you. We understand. You got any ideas, Dr. Bass?
Not too many, but like, they said that, well, when we was out there, I'll try to rectify it. When we was out there, protesting in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. when they had Porcel Lancey was falsely accused of being the Cincinnati Strangler. Mm-hmm. And when I was out there, when we was protesting, it was peaceful. We carried our signs, peaceful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of some of the demonstrators got hit and some didn't. But when it gets to the point where you're trying to do it peacefully and walk peacefully and approach and show what you're trying to do, you got some out there that don't want you to do it. Somewhere along a peaceful demonstration can turn into a riot. And you got some fools on the outside watching them. They will throw a rock and hit you in a minute, and you ain't gonna stay there. Let somebody hit you, you're gonna go right and retaliate. For example, during the year 1967, Reading Road and Rockdale, they were demonstrating, and it was peacefully. Mm-hmm. Until one thing, three Klansmen showed up.
Okay.
Walked right down Reading Road to Forest Avenue. And that pissed a couple of people off. And had 15 guys in front of them, 15 guys in back of them. Now, them guys didn't get too far because at that time, I think H. Rob Brown was speaking at this church. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get too far. And sometimes when that happens, you don't get too far, that's telling you right there, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. But you got some bold people out there, don't care what you're trying to do, they will try to, start some type of ruckus to make it unpeaceful.
Well, I think that I think this generation need to be educated on something that they need to do, to do it another way. I'm not saying they got their message across. Now, what's the next step? So I think there's another step. My thing as a senior, as somebody that can't go down there and run up and down them streets, is asking for wisdom from God on how I can participate and help out with this. Give me something, and I know he will. And if any other people that's in our age bracket, seniors that can't go down there and do all that stuff, we got another way we can get through, and that's through prayer, and that's through asking God's wisdom on what's the next step into helping this generation to do what they need to do. I believe that wholeheartedly. In fact, what I want to do, I'm getting some T-shirts made that says, seniors, we're backing the protesters in prayer. You know, we're going to back this in prayer because that's what they need, someone to stand in their corner and pray for them young people, because I understand what they're trying to do, and that's what we can contribute at this time And whatever knowledge we got and bring to the table and set it up, and whatever you got to do, whatever we got to do, we got to do it. We can't sit back and say, oh, look at them kids out there. They just da-da. Stop that. They don't need that. They need us to stand by them, back them up, whatever way we can do it, monetary prayer, whatever, to help them to get their cause done.
Yeah, that is true, because as we pray for the cause, and then also the first, here's what I would do if I had the nerve, if I had, you know, had the back of the nerve to do it. First thing, I would go right to that mayor's office, mm-hmm. bring him out and let him see what's actually going on. And talk to him, say, hey, we don't need it. He knows what's going on, but he's trying. I'm talking about the stuff that we don't see. They don't see. They try to hide. That's one thing. Another one is the governor. Mm-hmm. He need to slow his roll.
Well, are we going into politics now? Mm-hmm. Are we still on
no,
the
No, we're not going into politics. Okay, thank you. Okay. That's just my little thing. I hope I don't get in trouble for that.
Well, we're talking about wisdom right now. And Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Not to be afraid, but to reverence him. So how do we reverence him? We respect him. Mm-hmm. And if we as seniors respect God, then he's going to give us some answers on how we can help, even with the protesters, right. Okay? And it says, for by me, your days will be multiplied. Years of life will be added to you, just like the commandments and honor thy mother and thy father. So there's so much that God has for us as using wisdom, even in this big old stuff that's going on with the corona, COVID-19, there's so much. But are we listening to what God is telling us and showing us what we need to do with the wisdom that he has given us? Are we listening? Are we doing it? Or are we just saying, oh, well, it's a pass too? No, you can't do that. You got to listen.
No, you got to listen. There's some listeners, there's no listeners. And the ones that need to listen is the ones that's not paying attention listening. Right. And the ones that is listening need the ones that can help those and let them know, hey, what's going on.
Right,
but
right.
Like I said, you know, I'm sorry about getting into politics, but you hit the right button because I'm still mad at that. I'm really at. But anyway, that wisdom and that trial and that knowledge, young people, please, I'm going to say this directly to you. Be prayed up, be careful of what you're doing. We know what you're marking out. So after that, listen, we'll come back after this song. Probably be listening to some other music next time I'm around. But getting back to what I was saying, that we need wisdom, we need words, and we need knowledge. Everything out there is trial and error. It's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. You're going to find yourself in situations where you're going to have to figure out where it is and how to do things. And we're going to have to figure out how you're going to break this through. But as I said before, may God help us all. And really, so like I said, the senior citizens, we can go out there. They go out there, pray for them, tell them, and say, hey, you protest all you want, but don't tear up nothing. Just learn the words of wisdom and trial and error. Because once you learn your wisdom, learn your trial and error, you'll be happy. This is something that they forced on us to do, and as long as we keep doing it, they got something to talk about. Although they got them scared now, but trying to find out, they're trying to bring what's going on. Because they never seen this happening before. And now they see what's going on. This generation is not taking the back seat no more.
That's right. They're not taking it. You know, they said enough is enough. And I can understand that, you know, but let's think of some way that there's got to be another way. And if we seek God's face for the wisdom on what needs to be done, then we as seniors can let them know that, or they ask for wisdom themselves. God is no respecter of person, and do it and get things done. I mean, it's over and over and over again, and nothing's happening. That doesn't make sense. That's almost like, you know, insanity and looking for a different result. You got to do something different and let it happen.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we got to let it happen. And
do something different.
It'll happen. I mean, like, it will.
It's going to take a little time, but we're going to do it. They're going to do it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
It's going to happen. I believe that.
They're going to do it. It's going to happen because, like, a lot of they right now, well, they see what's really going on and they see how it's done. Mm-hmm. It's a thing like you do it to one, you do it, you did it to all of us. And I'm very proud that they picked that up. Mm-hmm. And Christ said, whatever you do to one of my own, you do it unto me. And I'm glad, I'm very happy for them to see it. Now, since it looks like we can really get out of here.
What? Wow, yeah, that was fast.
Let me tell my listeners, hey, I'll see you next time.
Okay.
So I'm putting up with thoughts, the mind's done with the garden. And keep going.
Who's that?
And also, just understand this. And hey, this guy named Cover Me, Lord.
That's it.
Cover me, Lord. Create in me. A clean heart.
Francis Smith, and we'll do this again. And
yes,
to our listeners, I hope you learned something today. But like I said, if you want to get in the conversation, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766, and we will be glad to talk things over to you. To your, I don't answer too many questions, but my guests will. So therefore, love you.
All right, thank you so much for having me today, and we will come back with some more requests about wisdom. Call in the conversation and tell us what you think about wisdom and how do I get wisdom? What do I need to do? Thank you. We'll see you next time. God bless.
See you next time.
God bless.
With your saving grace. Chance to live. God made a way for me. He next can find me.